Blog Talk Radio.
In the morning, I'm your host, Stephanie Beard, a.k.a. Laker Girl. I'm here with one of the queens. All right. She's here on time, all the time. Good morning to you, Queen Zoila.
Good morning, Queen Stephanie, a.k.a. Laker Girl. Good morning, kings and queens out there listening. Yes,
yeah,
it is Trivia Thursday.
Yep. Thursday, July 20th, 2021. Dang. Oof. Damn, these days are just going by too quick. Too much.
I know.
Yes, it is Trivia Thursday, where we wake up our noodles very early in the morning here on Queens in the Morning become very smart, smarter than we was the day before.
right.
So, but before we always get into our Trivia Thursday, of course, is our three-play artist. I chose Keisha Coles because she just had a tragic incident in her life. Her mom, Frankie, passed away, which is still just, I don't know, when I heard about it, I was like, man. You know, you just never prepare for something like that, even though your mom, you know, is into drugs, you know, trying to go to recovery constantly, you know, doing recoveries and at 61 on her birthday.
Yeah, it was just tragic. Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so Keisha Coles will be our three-play artist for this morning. Good morning to you. Queen Georgia Brown Sugar. Welcome back.
Excuse me. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning.
I had a ball.
Oh, good.
I'm still tired.
Yeah, yeah, I was out of town for your B day. So
yeah.
That's good. There's so much going on. Like we're Club Nouveau is scheduled to go to, well, we are still on our way to Detroit next week. However, I mean, we were planning to go to Hitsville, but Hitsville is doing some renovations because they had some flooding going on. So, of course, we're going to find something else to do in Detroit. And then we were going to go to Omaha after that, but they had some, I think, lightning and thundering out that way, out towards Omaha, Kansas City. All of them are experiencing the same type of weather, humid, hot, humid, sometimes thunderstorms. And so Omaha has been postponed, and then we have Kansas City right after that. So trying to figure out some things to do while we're out there, because we're going to be out there for, Christ, you know, it's going to be a six-day almost a week situation, I think. So I was looking forward to going to Hitsville, but can't go this time around. Okay, so I literally just woke up because this heat is kicking my booty.
How hot is it down there? Because I think you guys got that massive heat that we were getting up this way.
It's so weird because it's like 80s, but it's still like tearing you down. It's not like triple digits.
Oh, yeah.
But it still, like, you know, makes you go out, you do some things, you come back, and it's like, damn, the sun just beats you up. Even if you're in the car like myself, I'll be in the car with the AC on, and then as soon as I get out and got to go do some things, I try to wait till later in the evening to go run errands, but it's still, like, weird. I don't know. It's still just hot. And so today, I should have been in Long Beach because Long Beach got some good weather. Okay, so all this week is going to be in the high 80s, low 90s. Oh, mid-90s. It's going to get up as high as mid-90s this week. So you guys are triple digits. You guys are back to triple digits. Okay, that's my alarm. I set my – good thing I heard it this morning.
Was that Prince music for your alarm? I'm just curious.
Of course.
Oh, my God. Wakes up to Prince.
Wake up to him.
I ain't mad at you.
Yep. Wake up to him. Go to bed to him if I have to. So as I go on social media, he's probably the first thing I see on my on social media. So I like joined every Prince group that exists probably on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But we're gonna get into it with Keisha Cole. Figure you would pay homage to her music. She really don't have a lot of hits anyway. So it'll be easy to pick three songs that she has done. I know I like one of my favorites with Keisha is Keisha Cole's. Let me pull it up.
I get Love.
Yeah, Love.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Definitely, it's not my favorite, but it's one of the ones that will be played today. I like, my favorite is Heaven Sent. And I also like, she got about four that I like. She got one with Missy Elliott that I do like and Lil' Kim. It's called Let It Go. And then she also have Trust with Monica. So I'm going to go ahead and start with the one, Let It Go, with Missy Elliott and Lil' Kim. See if I got
don't wanna love you the right way. He ain't gonna stay where that is when you in the club, they gon' be like, damn, that's hot. And when they play it in the club, they gon' drop their tops like, damn, that's hot. They gon' mix it with Biggie, it was all a dream. Like, damn, that's hot. Me and Keisha gon' stop to the taste on top. Like, damn, that's hot.
Now understand why I take my time to come without the vibes. Trying to get me to see the thing you're trying to be.
Kim, don't stress him. Kick them all straight to the curb like Becca. Huh? Broke up with my ex, he with her for now. But little do she know, he's just a rebound. Calling my phone, she's so out of pocket. I've been there before, girl, you need to stop it. Maybe with you, he pushing it with me. You might be where he's at, but I'm where he wanna be.
Featuring Little Kim and Missy Elliott, Let It Go. I'm sorry, I'm not at Okay, let me open up Delia's mic. Good morning to you, Queen Delia.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's another exciting Trivia Thursday.
So, you know, we challenged Kings in the Morning, of course, for Trivia Thursday, and then Jay tries to say, you know, trivia is for girls, which I don't get.
Oh, God. So I guess Alex Trebek was a woman, huh?
So, you know, guys don't, he says, so, you know, guys don't do that game, two lies and a truth. Why? Because you don't know, because y'all lie so good, you don't know which one. How to make the distinction.
Oh, my
God. You don't know how to make the distinction. So he's interested in the black card revoke. So that is the game that we'll challenge them with and see if they'll get their black card revoked. When we get we'll discuss it further on which date that we can challenge them on and get them prepared. I did let them know yesterday.
That ain't even fair because we're going to flip them. Poor Yusef be smoking up a storm so his noodle is not going to be awake. Are we going to be laughing? We're discussing now. Listen here. And
yeah.
Now, Professor Killing me.
Think he know everything, so I can just imagine him thinking he gonna know the answer to it, you know, but his black card is already revoked. So his thing is he's gonna try to earn his black card, him and John Beckman. So so that'll be a lot of fun. And no, I'm not gonna, you know, I know they're gonna say, oh, she's cheating. No, I'm not gonna cheat. I'm gonna be very fair. The Queens is used to this.
We'll have no mercy.
Yeah.
No mercy.
No mercy whatsoever. All right. We're going to get into the second song for Keisha Cole. Our three-play artist today on Queens in the Morning is Keisha Cole's. Okay, we're going to get – I might have to play four. I don't know because I like that song, Trust. Love, We'll Get Into Love. That's one of her popular songs. Let's get into it. Keisha Cole's Love. Now, I did find some song facts. I'm going to go back real quick to the Let It Go with Missy Elliott. The song was originally intended for Fantasia's debut album, but after Missy Elliott played it to Keisha, she decided she wanted it. And Missy Elliott explained to Vibe magazine, "I tried to hurry up, pass it, because I felt Keisha wouldn't want it. She said she wanted to work with me, and I really didn't know what kind of direction she wanted to go in. But as soon as the chords came on, she was like, wait, stop. She was like, who recorded that? She said, who record is that? Whose record is that? I was like, well, Fantasia had too many records on her album, so I couldn't take it. And she wanted it, Cole added. Fantasia did this track before I did it. It didn't go on her album, but I thought it was real hot. So when we were in New York, I recorded it." So that was a little news on that song. And then she on Love, let's see her facts. She got a lot of song facts. Most of her music. And let's see. Wrong song. Here it is, Love. And for Love, in the song, Keisha sings about the powerful feelings she still has for the man who used to be her boyfriend. She tries to figure out what she did wrong and keeps thinking about what it was like to fall in love with him. In an interview with Blender magazine, Keisha explained that she got the idea for this song when she was at a Malibu nightclub. She said, "I just wrote the song in the corner while everyone was partying. Love hadn't been treating me too good." She said, "At the Malibu restaurant, Keisha spotted an old flame dining with his girlfriend. They had dated a few years previously, but things didn't develop as the R&B singer had wished, as she wasn't interested in a committed relationship," Keisha explained on her record label's website, "What Happened Next. So I was looking at the girl and I was like, what is it about her? You know, like seriously, what are you thinking? And I just wrote about it. It came out really quick. After I wrote this song, I went to the studio about 4 a.m. in the morning, and by 5 or 6 I was done with the song, and that's what you hear, Love." All right, cool. All right, Keisha. We're going to go live. And on Facebook, I'm prepared to do that and put my disclaimer in. Let's see. Come on. Stupid Facebook. All right, here we go. All right. All right, Queens. Good morning. Good morning, Facebook. It's Queens in the Morning. It's Trivia Thursday. Our three-play artist this morning is Keisha Cole. We already played Let It Go and Love. They're going to get into the last track, which is Heaven Sent, my favorite. My disclaimer is I do not own the copyrights to any of the music that I play here on Queens in the Morning. It's just for entertainment purposes only. Please do not partially or mute my videos, Facebook. Thank you. All right, so let's get into it. Heaven Sent by Keisha Cole. Heaven Sent. I love it. Yeah. That was sent, Heaven Sent by Keisha Coles. The ballad was written by Alex Francis, Jason Farmer, and Keisha Cole. Farmer also produced this track. Okay. His only previous significant production credit had been on Freddie Jackson's 2006 Transitions album. Good morning to you, Gary Finney. The song's video was shot in Hawaii and based on the Footprints poem. Leona Lewis sung Footprints in the song In the Sand. It's based on the same piece. I'm going to be getting some new glasses because apparently I need some where the writing is too damn little. I can't read it. Keisha Cole told MTV News that she wrote this about her cousin. I love this song. It's like my favorite song by her. I love the video when I seen it. That concludes our three-play artist, which is Keisha Cole's. We're sending out our condolences and prayers to her and her family. You know, it's never easy to lose a parent. Never. Never, never, never.
Yeah.
Although you do, I'm not going to even say expect it. You know, she knew that her mom, you know, been struggling for years and years and years with a drug addiction. So in that last video that I saw and played here on Queens in the Morning, and her mom, you know, was they were talking about her, you know, if she leave, you know, what Keisha would, you know, of course Keisha don't want her mom to leave, but it looks like Frankie, her mom, was prepared in herself if anything happened to her, you know, telling Keisha, you got to keep going, you got to keep doing you got to keep moving forward. She was, her spirit would always be with her. So it looks like she was somewhat prepared. We're not going to do the Black Card Revolt. That game is going to be a challenge, Gary Finney, with the Kings of the Morning, which they're not prepared yet. They're not prepared yet to handle us on Trivia Thursday.
Oh, but that would be like decades if we'd have to wait.
That probably won't happen until probably right before the beatdown. I'm going to make sure we do it before the beatdown. So, you know, when we do get there, the bragging rights are for sure going to be Queens in the Morning. Our Trivia Thursday is today. And, of course, we are going to be continuing with our Two Lies and the Truth. I love this game. Because it helps you listen well. And, you know, most men, they should try to play this game because they don't know how to listen well. Shout out to Daryl Plowden, rest in peace, because he would always say, Steph, men don't listen well. Men don't listen well. And he was a man. So he knew. Men don't listen well. They just don't. They just want to respond. And then they say, we talk too much. We talk too much because y'all ask them. So, we're going to get into Two Lies and the Truth today, like we've been doing. I got the ones that we already did already. And let's see if we got everybody here. Let me go back to my studio. Good morning to you, Rich Sister. I just opened up your mic. Good morning to you, Rich Sister. Maybe that's not her. Okay. I guess that ain't her. It's a 111 number. She always called in on a 111 number. Press the number one, Rich Sister, if it's you, or maybe you walked away from your phone. I don't know. All right. Well, we're going to get it started regardless. All right. We did that one. I was looking at the Ken Met Barbie one that Ali had, which we didn't expect him to get.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Share this broadcast. Invite your friends. Wake up with Queens in the Morning, you guys. Don't you want to be smarter than what you were yesterday? Well, that's what happens here on Queens in the Morning. Queens in the Morning prepare you for questions that maybe you're in the setting with friends and a friend or two bring up something you didn't have a clue about, but now you do because you listen to Queens in the Morning. And Queens in the Morning has given you that knowledge. All right, so we are going to start with you today, Georgia Brown Sugar. If you want to participate in Queens in the Morning, you know, we do have, I got to get with Pada. He did promise to buy a gift card for someone to participate with us, and Jay has well. But the number to call in to participate is 515-605-9376. 515-605-9376. Yes, it's early here on the West Coast, but the East Coast, you guys should be up. It should be like, 10 o'clock over there, 10 a.m.?
10 o'clock,
We got to get some 10 a.m. We got to get some East Coasters. I'm going to start. You know, I know people got to go back to work and things like that. I would definitely pass that game. Oh, you will, Gary Finney, the black card revoke? Okay, yeah, you definitely. You might want to call in and be on the Kings in the Morning side because they may need you, Gary Finney. Good morning, Pada. He said, I listened to the dysfunctional family feud show last night on Honeycutt. Yes, that was a throwback. It was fun. Yeah, we had a fun time playing that game again. It's Keys in the Morning. I remember. I think that was like 2 years ago. Thank you for tuning in, Pada. We appreciate that. Or I appreciate that with Honey Hutch. I wanted to go live, but I didn't. I get into something, and then I realize it's the day is almost gone, and I got to do Honey Hutch, and I was not. To be honest, I didn't feel like doing it. I didn't feel like going live.
And that sun kicks your butt, like you said. That sun, that heat, it drags you down.
It do. And, you know, I've been traveling, and, you know, we about to get back to traveling. So we're going to start with you, Georgia Brown Sugar. Rich Sister, if you're coming in, if you're going to play, hit the number one, because I just opened up that mic and no one said anything. So when you're ready, hit the number one, dear. Georgia Brown Sugar, let's get started with you. We're playing Two Lies and a Truth. Two Lies and a Truth. This game is a listening game. Listen carefully, and then that is the key to this game. All right. Number one, I say three statements, and you tell me which one is the truth. That is the object of the game. And so here we go. Number one, Deion Sanders is the second person to play in both the World Series and Super Bowl. Number two, Tom Brady has won 3 Super Bowls. Number three, Brett Favre's first completed pass as a Green Bay Packer was to himself. 15 seconds. Which one is true?
Okay, wait a minute. What was the first one again? I was trying to see Deion Sanders.
Deion Sanders is the second person to play in both the World Series and Super Bowl. I'll say them all three again. Number two, Tom Brady has won 3 Super Bowls. Number three, Brett Favre's first completed pass as a Green Bay Packer was to himself, which is true.
Green flicker. I can't see his red ass running. That would have to be a flea flicker. I'm going to say Deion Sanders the first one, the NFL, and I'm going to say the first one.
You're going to say the first
one? Bo, what's his name?
Deion Sanders is the second to play in both the World Series and the Super Bowl. Is that the one you say you're choosing?
Yeah, that's what I'm choosing.
Okay.
Oh, now you're going to do for delay, huh? I get fur delay instead of womp, womp, womp.
Yeah. Okay, so the truth is, Brett Favre's first completed pass as a Green Bay Packer was to himself.
I just can't see his bread ass running. It's like he got a loaf of bread back there. I'm sorry, y'all.
Good morning,
and I said I was going to be nice.
Good morning, how's everyone doing?
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to hear from you. I guess that wasn't real deal, whoever Mike I opened up. My apologies. Gary Finney, no, Tom Brady didn't. It wasn't him. He has won 3 Super Bowls. I think he's won more than 3.
He's won way more than 3.
Yeah, way more
than
3.
They cheated for quite a few, and he's won way more. It's probably like 6 or something. 6 or 5 or 6. Yeah. It's up there.
Yep. So let me get my applause ready for whoever get it right. I should be prepared for those.
So I'm like, how do I get fur delay that music? And I'm like,
that was a commercial that came on first. I don't know why when I pull up the womp, 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 it don't stay up. I hate it. On my YouTube, I'm going to have to, what I'm going to do is put it in the studio, on the studio board. That's what I'm going to start doing. All right, Zoila, you up next.
All righty, let's go.
Right. Okay. Pablo Picasso was married 4 times. Number 2. Pablo Picasso's full name has 23 words. Pablo, number 3. Pablo Picasso died in 2011. 15 seconds. Which is true?
I'm going to say his full name is 23 words.
Good job, Zoila. Pablo Picasso's full name. That's 23 words. Now, was that a true guess, or you knew that already?
It was a true guess. I'm not going to lie.
Well, I like it. You guessed correctly then.
It made sense.
Yes, it did. It did, out of all the votes. It did make sense. Delia, nope, not 4 times. I saw that it popped up on my phone. But nevertheless, you're up next, Delia.
Okay.
And, all right. First statement is, there have been 6 popes during the Queen's reign. Number 2, Her Majesty the Queen is 5'1" tall. Number 3, Queen the Band perform live for the Queen in 1985, which is true. 15 seconds.
The third one, Queen the Band perform live in front of the Queen. Okay, in that case, it's the first one then about the Pope.
Yeah, you're right. It is the first one.
Okay.
The first one is correct. There have been 6 popes during the Queen's reign. So, yep, that is correct. But you did say, what did you say, number 3, well, Queen the Band
performance? Yeah, I was wrong about the band. I knew she's taller than 5'1". You know, I could tell she's taller than that.
Yeah. The Queen, Gary.
That was the only one
Hold on. Good. Are you talking about people who are 5'1"? Well, I'm not even 5'1".
Would you say
I
know she's taller than
5'1". I could tell she was taller than 5'1". That's all I'm saying.
I'm getting me some rat mix with Delia.
Do we have that song, Short People, on the board?
I'm pulling her out of my highest esteem categories. I was like, oh,
she just,
I know she's talking about her eyes. One.
Okay, Rich, sister, you up next. You're up next. All right, you ready, Rich, sister?
Yes.
All right. So the first statement is, the most common eye color is blue. Number two, your retinas cannot detect the color blue. Number three, a honeybee has 5 eyes and 4 wings, which is true. 15 seconds.
The honeybee.
Rich sister has gotten their first 2 lies and a truth correct. A honeybee has 5 eyes and 4 wings. Wow. All right. Good job. Good job. All right, Georgia Brown Sugar, we'll be back with you. Like I said, if you guys want to participate, please do. The number to call in is 515-605-9376. Press the number 1. We'll be happy to bring you in. You can join us in the chat room there by logging in to jkeennetwork.com. Create a username, password, or just join us right here on Facebook Live here on Queens in the Morning Facebook page. All right, Georgia Brown Sugar, here we go. Number 1. The largest range of mountains is in the Pacific Ocean. Number 2, there are 5 basic kinds of mountains. Number 3, the tallest mountain in the world is Mount Everest, which is true. 15 seconds.
See, that's just a ploy on to give another dig at a person who's 5 feet tall. I get it. I know about a damn mountain. Everything's a mountain to me. I'm gonna get the womp 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 because I can't even remember. I remember the Everest. I can't remember the second one, and I can't remember the first one, and it's too late probably to get on repeat it.
So the number 1, the largest range of mountains is in the Pacific Ocean. Number 2, there are 5 basic kinds of mountains. And 3, the tallest mountain in the world is Mount Everest.
Okay, I'm going to go with number 2.
All right.
Everybody got one.
Hush, Ali.
Don't I know about no damn mountain? All of them are tall.
She got it right. There are 5 basic kinds of mountains. Tell her to ask Killer. That's what AK said.
Killer is still on punishment. Killer's on punishment.
Killer's on punishment.
We don't even know batteries now.
Killer should have been up in a bottle on your birthday, shoot, July 10th. Shoot, Killer should have had some brand new batteries and everything.
You know what? I used to take him on. I used to take him on when I had to go to work because I got tired of him opening my luggage and searching it. So I stuck him on top.
It says you ain't got to worry.
Smirk. No, they opened it up. This girl opened it up. It was a girl and I opened up the suitcase and they looked at me and I went, girl's got knees. And I just slammed it back down and whispered. I said, hey, you don't know what you're missing. And the bag that I had him in said, killer.
Oh, my goodness. Killer quitter. Hashtag killer quitter. That's what they said. Oh, Lord. Okay. Zoila, you up next. All right. Number one, the U-shaped hard shell tortilla was invented by the founder of Taco Bell. Number two, McDonald's owns Chipotle. Number three, Herman Lay invented the potato chip. 15 seconds, which is true.
I'm going to go with number two, McDonald's. Well, yeah, number two.
Wow.
Good.
No. That I knew any of those.
No, it is the U-shaped hard shell tortilla was invented by the founder of Taco Bell. That's the correct answer.
Yeah. That was the one I was sure wasn't true. Because I thought that the hard shell tacos was out before Taco Bell became alone, you know?
Nope.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, what the hell was that? Okay, hold on.
That's a chipmunk.
Wait, there's this womp-womp song? Wait, let's hear this real quick. Let's see what this is. There's a womp-womp-womp song by Jeremiah. Okay,
oh,
that's not it right here. This is a commercial, although I'm trying to find it. Okay, that's a Converse commercial. Okay, let's see what this want.
Oh, boy.
No, I don't even like the beginning of it. It sounds stupid. Okay. All right, so let's get back to what we were at. Okay, so, Delia, you up next.
Okay.
All right, number one. The case of Jack Ripper was never solved. Number two, all of Jack Ripper's victims knew each other. Number three, Ripperologists credit Jack the Ripper with 5 murders, which is true. 15 seconds.
The first one, the case was never solved.
The case of Jack Ripper was never solved. Never solved. All right. Rich Sister, you up next.
I'm ready.
Number one. Right. Number one. Swallowed bubble gum. I don't know. I guess because I said swallowed like that made me think. Swallowed bubble gum will stay in your stomach for years. I was waiting for AK to say so.
Did you repeat that? Because you kind of went out. Repeat the first one.
Sure, I will. And Ali calls Rich's Google. Number one, swallowed bubble gum will stay in your stomach for 7 years. Number two, bubble gum is 60% to 70% sugar. Number three, the first bubble gum ever marketed was Bazooka, which is true. 15 seconds.
I'm gonna go with number one.
Make sure you keep that one, because when we play Kings in the Morning, I want to make sure that one is played for them.
Yeah, I like this one. I'm keeping this one. All right. The real answer, the truth is, it wasn't the first bubble gum invented by Bazooka. It was bubble gum is 60% to 70% sugar. I thought you was going to get that one. But, yes, 60% to 70% sugar. Wow. Okay. Back with you, Georgia Brown Sugar. Anybody who wants to play, like Ali said, poor sister. Why Ali be coming at Rich sister like that? Leave our queen alone.
He a hater. Okay. He a hater.
Yeah.
What he need to do is focus on his mute songs. Go do that before you get before he get bumped by Jay King. How about that?
Wasn't he on mute? Wasn't he muting everybody yesterday? A lot.
He's
was that Ali?
Yeah, when Jay is not there, he's hitting her, which I actually like. I like that he does it. He put everybody on mute, not just one person.
Yeah,
he put
I cracked up. I think it was Keon who said,
like,
I'm not going to say anything because it keeps putting me on mute. So I said, that's got to be Ali.
Here he is. AK said, trivia, hashtag, swallow cum can cause pregnancy. True or false? Foss. It's Foss. Swallowed cum is false, AK. Which is true, 30 seconds.
I'll go with number one. Wait, hold on. Okay, never mind. Go ahead. That was my answer. You're right. Thanks a lot. I was trying to rethink it, but it's too late.
Wow.
I feel really bad now.
It was not three. Yep. 9 out of 10 lightning bolts strike land rather than ocean. That is the correct answer. Gary Finney got it correctly. 9 out of 10. 9 out of 10 lightning bolts strike land rather than ocean. Okay. Good job. All right. I love when y'all don't get it because I get to play the womp, womp, womp in different variations. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Delia, you up next.
Yeah.
All right. Number one, fish can't drown. Number two, the most poisonous fish in the world is the stonefish. Number three, sharks have no eyelids, which is true. 15 seconds.
The first one, fish can't drown.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. That's a super womp womp.
Okay.
I'm going to have to listen to the show again. Did I even get one right? I'm not doing so hot today.
Oh, my God. It goes on forever.
That's what I get for being so sure, huh?
I was being on your side. I'm back on my, I'm getting my eggs again, and I'm going to put on a short people, guys. A good thing.
This should be okay. All right,
short
Richard.
Power.
Speaks of, gosh.
Which
all right,
one was right? The one about sharks?
I think the island, isn't it?
The one that was right is the most poisonous fish in the world is the
stonefish.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
I thought it was a pufferfish. Okay.
I did too. But it's the
so we all learned something today.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. We always do,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah, we always learn from you. Okay, Rich Sister, number one. A group of cats is called a clowder. A group of cats is called a clowder. Number two, a female cat is called a folly. A male cat is called a John, which is true. 15 seconds.
I'm gonna go with the second one about the female cat.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Meow 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 cow.
Isn't it the first one, the group of cats is a clowder?
It is. A group of cats is called a clowder. A group of cats is called a clowder.
Now, that would be important for Johnny to know because...
Yeah.
He's always getting attacked. Because
a clowder of cats is going to be on him for...
Yeah.
Watch out for that clowder, Johnny. They're coming after you from from naming them when you were a kid. Yeah, good thing for Johnny to know.
Yeah.
This is the cloud with cats. Yeah, right, Johnny. It's a cloud.
Because, you know, he was always claiming Frankie as his woman. So.
Oh, yeah, he's
okay.
In mourning. Hell yeah, he's in mourning. She only got her teeth. I'm sorry.
Right, well, good news in California just popped up on my phone. If you made under $75,000 in 2020, you got a $600 check that's coming to you. They just sent out $2.2 million. So you should be getting it only for California. Only if you live in California and you file taxes in California. All right, let's get to it. We're back with you. Georgia Brown Sugar is 7:32. We still got time. Number one, Twinkies were originally filled with strawberry cream because it was the creator's favorite fruit. Number two, a banana shortage in World War II forced Twinkies to switch from banana cream filling to vanilla. Number three, Twinkies were named after a brand of children's clothing called Twinkles. Which is true? 15 seconds.
Twinkles are nasty. That's my final answer. No.
I like Twinkies.
Stuff in the middle. Stop. I'm going to say, oh, Jesus. I'm just going to guess and say number two.
All right. Guess right. Banana shortage in World War II forced Twinkies to switch from banana cream filling to vanilla. That's the correct answer. She guessed right. Good job. All right, Zoila, we back with you. All right. Number one, the rumble in the jungle took place in Zaire between Ali and Frazier. Number two, Ali talked down a distressed jumper from a ninth-story apartment window. Number three, the thriller in Manila in 1975 was between Ali and Foreman. Which is true? 15 seconds.
Okay. What was number one again? Zaire.
The rumble in the jungle took place in Zaire between Ali and Frazier. You're down to 3 seconds.
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
Number one.
Number one? Okay.
Oh, Lord. Well,
no.
Did you talk someone down?
It was number two. Ali talked down a distressed jumper.
Wow.
Muhammad Ali talked down a distressed jumper from a ninth-story apartment window.
All right.
AK said he hoped Zoila plays tennis better than she plays trivia.
That's easy for him to say since he's not participating.
Thank you. AK, you know what you can do for me, so whatever.
So there we go.
I hope AK is coming out.
Yeah, I hope AK comes to that one. I hope he comes. That'll put the icing on the cake. We'll have a lot of fun. So we came up with the weekend is going to be Reese's weekend, his birthday weekend, because it has to be about him, even though he's going to get his ass beat. He's still, you know, so the weekend of his birthday is on the 14th, so that weekend.
I'm going to start batting my eggs on the 1st so I can throw it at him for his birthday.
Okay, so
you got to tie it down to the day, because if it's going to be on the 14th, then I have to take the day off to be there.
Yeah, it'll be, let me see, is that a weekend?
And definitely.
Yeah, that's Saturday the 14th.
Yeah. So
and definitely let us know the time.
Well, Jay did mention, yeah, it's going to be in SAC, AK. As a matter of fact, it's going to be at the tennis court over there by the condo where Jay, in Green Haven, over there where, what's the name of that? So there's a nice tennis court over there. I think it should be done because it's going to be hot. So it might want
to
do it.
It would have to be
evening.
In the morning. Morning or
early
evening, because it'd be too hot.
Or
evening would be better.
Evening.
Yeah, it would have to be in the evening time. And it's a park over there. It's really nice. So it's a nice little tennis court over there. And I think nighttime. I don't know if they have lights over there at night. I mean, yeah, I think they do light it up enough to until like 10 o'clock or something. So, yeah, I'll check it out. I'll check with the park and see. But, yeah, that's where it's going to be, in Green Haven. I'll get the name of the park and all that information. But it's going to be on the 14th.
Okay.
So, and AK said he is coming. He said, yes, it is in Sacramento. Ali said, real Julia ain't never a day in her life. Where did that come from?
I haven't ever did what a day in my life?
To play tennis a day in your life.
Now,
that
is not true. And if my son was here, he could tell you that he and I used to play tennis, and I also played tennis in high school.
Okay, so there you go,
Ali. You're going to be the tennis ball. She said, you're going to be the tennis ball,
I haven't played tennis lately, but I have 3 tennis rackets at my house. I do play tennis. I used to play tennis, rather.
Yeah.
I don't move fast.
So Ali trying to do is talk him into a doubles is what he's trying to do.
Well, not only that, but Ali was a no-show at the CD release party, so he's not even a member of the Royal Court, so he needs to be quiet.
Well, he is a member of the Royal Court. He has contributed.
Oh, that's right.
But
he's a court jester. I'm sorry. He's a court jester. I'm sorry.
Oh, yes. Now, I know when we were in high school,
every court
we had to play. We had to play every sport that was out there. We had to play every certain amount of weeks. We had to play every sport. That was part of our gym class. And so, you know, you had to play tennis, you had to play badminton, you had to play soccer, even in elementary school. Yep, shuffleboard, flag football, baseball. We played everything. That's why I love sports so much. But, yeah, we had to play everything, especially in elementary school. I loved the elementary school that we had because all the classes would go up against each other, and there would be a schedule.
Wow.
There would be a championship with flag football. That's why I love football, and I knew everything about football. Ali says she hit people with rackets, and AK, somebody else said something, Bill. I'll let you know when I figure it out where I'm going to be staying. All right, you guys. So let's get to it. Who was up next? Was it you, Rich Sister? Yeah, because Zoila just went.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. So dark roast coffees have more caffeine than lighter roast. Number 2, decaf means caffeine-free. Number 3, tea leaves contain more caffeine than coffee beans, which is true. 15 seconds.
I'm going to go with number 1.
Wow.
No.
Let me take another guess. Was it the tea leaves?
Tea leaves contain more caffeine than coffee beans. That is correct.
Wow.
Well, I was debating between the first and that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. So.
All right.
We got eight minutes left. All right. We back with you, Georgia Brown. Who went for? Yeah, Georgia Brown Sugar went
yes,
first.
Yes, Georgia Brown Sugar.
Okay. All right.
I ain't
Georgia.
Got all formal instead of gab. I got the whole full thing. I'm wondering what I did to be on punishment. Okay.
Okay, right. I'll be back to gab. I prefer gab.
I'm like, my God, it's so formal.
All right, here we go. Number one, Charlie Sheen's father is Joe Estevez. Number two, Charlie Sheen went to the University of Michigan on a baseball scholarship. Number three, Charlie Sheen bought over 2,500 outfield seats at Angel Stadium so he could catch a home run ball, which is true, 15 seconds.
I don't think it's father's. I know the last name is Estevez or something like that, but I don't think it's first name. It's Joe. What was the second one again, really quick? I know what the third one is.
Charlie Sheen went to the University of Michigan on a baseball scholarship. And the third one, he bought 2,500 outfield seats at Angel Stadium so he could catch a home run.
I'm going to say that one, the third one, because probably that narcissistic do that.
Mm-hmm.
Ow.
Charlie Sheen bought over 2,500 outfield seats at Angel Stadium so he could catch a home run ball. Yep, that's
but,
the right answer.
See, that didn't make no sense. Anyway, anywho.
It doesn't
how
make
you
sense.
Gonna, because you can't get from that point all the way to those and down the stairs and up. Drugs
is a weirdo.
Terrible thing. Drugs is a terrible thing.
Yeah, like you said. It fits the bill, the character. All right.
I have a low batting average today. Not doing so well.
That's okay. You can't win them all. You can't win them all, Delia. Okay, so, Zoila, you're up next.
No, number one. She's not. I am. No,
oh,
I thought
she was number
one. Gab.
Oh, you were third.
Oh, okay. I'm
second.
Sorry.
Yeah. Zoila, number one.
Question.
Roy Kroc started as a milkshake mixer salesman. R-O-Y, this is how you spell his name, R-O-Y, which is Roy. Last name is spelled K-R-O-C. Kroc started as a milkshake mixer salesman. Number two, McDonald's was originally a barbecue shack on Route 1. Number three, the Filet-O-Fish was introduced in 1975, which is true, 15 seconds.
Number two, I don't know who this Roy guy is anyway.
That's the right answer. I'm like,
I should have thought with that. He's like, who is Roy?
Isn't he the founder of McDonald's?
He apparently started as a milkshake mixer salesman. I don't know. That's who Roy Kroc is. But that's the right answer. He is. Roy Kroc started as a milkshake mixer salesman. I don't know who the hell he is. But
I think he's the founder of McDonald's. That's why all the questions are McDonald's related.
Yeah, he is.
He started as a milkshake mixer salesman, he's the founder of McDonald's. He came a long way. Now, AK says he might put his money on Reese Boyle.
AK, save your money.
Because he's going to be broke.
Save your money, AK. You're going You know you got to go with the queen. Save your money.
Yep.
Besides that, if you want to donate to the Replace a Killer Foundation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. To her battery fund. My turn. Yay.
Your turn, Zilia. Okay, so let's get you set up here. Number one, it takes 764 steps to reach the top floor of the Eiffel Tower. Number two, the Washington Monument is half the size of the Eiffel Tower.
Eiffel Tower.
Yep. Number three, the Eiffel Tower is repainted every 4 years, which is true. 15
seconds.
Oh, my
goodness. I'll just say 764 steps, but all of those sound like they could be true. That was hard.
Yeah, it is hard.
Repainted every 4 years, then. Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so the right answer is the Washington Monument is half the size of the Eiffel Tower. Yes.
Wow.
AK said he was going with Zoila until today's trivia.
Oh, my God. Zoila actually did very well today.
Yeah, she did well today.
I think she's 75%. She got 50 or, well, I don't remember, but I know she got a couple of right. All right, we're going to end the show with Rich Sister answering her last question. All right.
Hey, I'm ready.
All right. Okay. Harry Potter's birthday is on July 30th. That's number one. Number two. Haley Joel Osment, O-S-M-E-N-T, Haley Joel Osment, was originally slated to play Harry Potter. Number three,
Hermione.
Oh, okay. What is it?
Hermione.
Oh, Hermanius. I didn't read this. I didn't read Harry Potter. Hermanius Patronius. Is a squirrel? Hermanius Patronus is a squirrel. That's number three.
I think the second one is right. The second one.
Kings in the morning to get my smarts back. You are wrong. You got wrong. So this is for AK. AK, everyone you guessed, you should be happy that you're here learning.
And no, I'm not Googling AK. Thank you very much. See, I thought he was a supporter of the Queens. What is this hate about?
That's for AK. And we are out of here. Thank you for tuning in before we get shut down. You got one right, AK. Okay.
Stay tuned for the Cackling Kings in the Morning Show.
Exactly. And we will see you guys tomorrow for Freaky Friday. Thank you guys for tuning in. We appreciate you guys coming through. All right, we out, you guys. Peace out. Have a great day. Stay focused.
The King Network, where the people come together. The King Network, where the people come together. We all come together.
that won't be that long.